Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar? Well, perhaps not. Swinging on a star would not be advisable, and moonbeams are an optical illusion. It's been 77 years since that song was popularised by Bing Crosby, and since then, how many people have been into space? And more pertinently, how many ordinary folk have made the journey? And that number is not a lot. I think there's 560-odd people who've been into space, and the vast majority of those, of course, have been astronauts. It's not a long journey. In fact, the distance between Cape Town and Somerset West and back would be far enough. I mean, you can barely breathe after 8 kilometres, you know, on the top of Everest. That's a tricky place to breathe. And the official edge of outer space is 100 kilometres. But it's straight up all the way. There have been dribs and drabs of exceptionally rich individuals over the past 20 years or so, most notably South African Mark Shuttleworth, who boarded the International Space Station way back in 2002, almost 20 years ago. Now things are finally set to change. Bids will soon be open for a seat on Blue Origin's suborbital flight due to take place on the 20th of July this year. Just time to pack! Blue Origin has said it will offer one seat on the first flight to the winning bidder of a 5-week online auction, the proceeds of which will be donated to Blue Origin's Space Foundation. The new rocket and capsule combination is designed to autonomously fly 6 passengers more than 100 kilometres above Earth into suborbital space, high enough to experience a few minutes of weightlessness and see the curvature of the planet before the pressurised capsule returns to Earth under parachutes. The capsule features 6 observation windows, which Blue Origin says are nearly 3 times as tall as those on a Boeing 747 jetliner, and the largest windows ever used in space. After its first flight in July, Blue Origin would have a couple of more crewed flights before the end of the year. So how much will this ticket cost? Back in 2018, Blue Origin insiders leaked to the press that commercial flights would be priced at around $200,000 to $300,000 US, but it's probably going to be higher than that. The auction on blueorigin.com will be held in 3 parts. The first phase, from May the 5th to May the 19th, allows people to bid any amount on the website, and after May the 19th, the bids will be unsealed. And on June the 12th, Blue Origin will hold a live auction to determine the winner. 5 of the 6 seats on the first flight will be filled by astronauts that Blue Origin plans to name at a later time. The 6th seat will go to the winner of the auction, if they meet the requirements, that is. So, before you go to the website and bid, according to the fine print, the winning astronaut must weigh between 49 and 101 kilograms and should be between 1.5 and 2 metres in height. Passengers should also be able to withstand forces up to 5.5 times their weight for a few seconds during the descent into the atmosphere, and I guess have a head for heights. The English billionaire Richard Branson's company Virgin Galactic is also aiming to fly passengers on board suborbital space flights beginning in 2022. The company has said tickets will likely cost more than $250,000 each, but final pricing has not yet been announced. Well, it's not as if you can hop on a MyCity bus to the moon. And at the moment, we can barely fly in aeroplanes, but space tourism is expanding, and that's good for space travel in general, opening up space as a destination in itself and injecting cash into a sector which is increasingly privatising, which brings more innovation, more imagination, and the usual crop of spin-offs that benefit terrestrial society. Well, we look forward to more of this. For now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.